As we prepare for our 21 days of prayer and fast, that a lot of people refer to it as Daniel's fast. Well, prayer has its reasons. And one of the key reasons to pray is because God has commanded us to pray. Amen? And if we are to be obedient to His will, then prayer must be part of our life in Him. A Christian philosopher and scientist, Mr. Blaise Pascal, and he wrote, "The heart has its reasons, of which reason knows nothing." And in that article, he proposes that prayer has its reasons. Why we pray is important as is prayer itself. I'm going to show you 12 reasons why we pray or should pray. 1, God's word calls us to pray. And one key reason to pray is because God has commanded us to pray. If we are to be obedient to His will, then prayer must be part of our life in Him. Where does the Bible call us to pray? There are several passages that are relevant. Pray for those who persecute you. We'll find that in the book of Matthew, chapter 5, and verse 44. "And when thou prayest, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites are, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and in the corners of the streets, that they may be seen of men. Verily, I say unto you, they have their reward." Matthew chapter 6 and verse 5. "This then is how you should pray. After this manner, therefore pray ye, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name," or "holy is thy name." Matthew chapter 6 and verse 9. "Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer." And Paul told the church in Rome, and we'll find that in Romans chapter 12 and verse 12. "Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints." Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 18. So you see, we have a command in the word of the Lord to pray. And not just only to pray, but to pray for all saints. Therefore, and when he says saints, he ain't talking about some dead person. He's talking about you and I, believers in Christ. Why should you pray for something that is dead, someone that is dead? You got to pray for one another. Hear what he say in Philippians chapter 4 and verse 6. This is what Paul told the church in Philippi. "Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto the Lord." So you presenting a request unto the Lord for someone, for yourself, for your church, for your family, for the community, for your home, for your job. Let your requests be made known unto the Lord. Then Paul again was speaking to the church in Colossae. In the book of Colossians chapter 4 and verse 2, this is what Paul said: "Devote yourself to prayer, being watchful and thankful. So when we pray, we have to be watchful. We have to be watching and to pray, watching. And at the end of that, we have to be thankful. Even though we don't see the results right away, we have to be what? Thankful. If we don't see the results right away, we have to be thankful. Paul again is speaking to the church in Thessalonica. And hear what he said in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and 17. He said to pray without ceasing. And when he spoke to Timothy, hey, well, this is very interesting. I exhort, therefore, that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men. Hallelujah. 1 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 1. It must be made for all men, whether you like them or not, whether you hate them or not, whether they're in government, whether they're in the party that you vote for, you have to. This is a command in the word of the Lord. Pray for all men. If you don't love me, still pray for me. Prayer is an act of obedience. And God calls us to pray. And we must respond. Amen. The second, Jesus prayed regularly. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And this is why did Jesus pray, by the way? One reason he prayed was as an example so that we could learn from him. The Gospels are full of references to the praise of Christ, including these examples that I will give you. And when he had sent the multitudes away, he went up into a mountain apart to pray. You notice Jesus separated himself. He went up into a mountain apart to pray. And when the evening was come, he was there alone. Matthew chapter 14 and verse 23. Then cometh Jesus with them unto a place called Gethsemane, and saith unto the disciples, sit ye here while I go and pray yonder. Matthew 26 and verse 36. You see, praying your personal life should be wrapped up in prayer, separate from everything else, every aspect of your life, separated from the things around you, alone. And in the morning, rising up a great while before day, he went out and departed into a solitary place and there prayed. Mark chapter 1 and verse 15. Hear what Luke recorded it. And he withdrew himself into the wilderness and prayed. Luke 5 and 16. And it came to pass in those days that he went out into a mountain to pray and continued all night in prayer to God. Hallelujah. Luke chapter 6 and verse 12. And in Luke chapter 18 and verse 1, he had this to say. And he spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not faint. Amen. Number three, prayer is how we communicate with God. Prayer allows us to worship and praise the Lord. It also allows us to offer confessions of our sins, which should lead to our genuine repentance. Moreover, prayer grants us the opportunity to present our requests to God. All of these aspects of prayer involve communication and not just communication, but communication with our Creator, with our Father. And He personally cares for us and wants to communicate with us through prayer. In the book of 2 Chronicles, chapter 7 and 14, it says, "If my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and will heal their land." 2 Chronicles 7 and 14. And Isaiah wrote it this way in the book of Isaiah, chapter 40, verses 29 to 31. Hear what Isaiah say. "He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increaseth strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint." And Hebrews chapter 4, verses 15 and 16 reads like this: "For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need." So we see here that prayer is not just about asking for God's blessing, though we are welcome to do so, but it is about communication with the living God. Without communication, relationships fall apart. So too, our relationship with God suffers when we do not communicate with Him. Number four, prayer allows us to participate in God's works. Does God need our help? No. He is all-powerful and in control of everything in His creation. Why do we need to pray? Because prayer is the means of God. Prayer is the means that God has ordained for some things to happen. Prayer, for instance, helps others know the love of Jesus. Prayer can clear human obstacles out of the way in order for God to work. It is not that God can't work without our prayers, but that He has established prayer as a part of His plan for accomplishing His will in this world. Number five, prayer gives us power over evil. Can physical strength help us overcome obstacles and challenges in the spiritual realm? No. For we wrestle, brethren, not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. And these are the writings of Paul in Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 12. He was speaking to the church of Ephesus. But in prayer, even the physically weak can become strong in the spiritual realm. As such, we can call upon God to grant us power over evil. For bodily exercise profit little, but godliness is profitable unto all things, having a promise of life that now is, and of that which is to come. 1 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 8. And in the book of St. Matthew chapter 26 and verse 41, we read this: "Watch and pray that he enter not into temptation, that the spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. And we all encounter that so many times. We are frail, we are weak. But I want to tell you, in your weakness, find the courage to call upon the name of the Lord. Pray. And God is going to hear and answer your prayers. Prayer is always available. This point is covered separately in another article that I've written. But in short, another reason to pray is because prayer is always available to us. Nothing can keep us from approaching God in prayer except our own choices. And you could read Psalms 139 and verse 7 of Romans chapter 8 and 38 to 39. But I will deal with this in another article, another message. But number 7, prayer keeps us humble before God. Humility is a virtue God desires in us. Read Proverbs chapter 11 and verse 2. Proverbs 22 and 4. Micah 6 and 8. Ephesians 4 and 2. James 4 and 10. Prayer reminds us that we are not in control, but God is, thus keeping us from pride. Whosoever therefore shall humble himself as a little child, the same is great in the kingdom of heaven. Matthew 18 and verse 6. Number 8. Prayer grants us the privilege of experiencing God. And through prayer, we obtain an experimental basis for our faith. We do not ignore the intellect or reasons for faith, but prayer makes our experience of God real on an emotional level. Number 9, answered prayer is a potential witness. If our prayer is answered, it can serve as a potential witness for those who doubt. Number 10, pray not only strengthens our relationship with God, but when we pray with other believers, prayer also strengthens the bond between fellow believers, between fellow Christians. Prayer number 10. Prayer can succeed where other means have failed. Have all your options been exhausted? Prayer can succeed where other means have failed. Prayer should not be the last resort, but our first response. But there are times when sincere prayer must be offered in order to accomplish something. And number 12, prayer fulfills emotional needs. Do you need God through prayer? Yes. We were made to function best emotionally in a prayerful relationship with God. As Patriarch Conrad Sutherland would say it, God designed the human machine to run on himself. He himself is the fuel our spirits were designed to burn, or the food our spirits were designed to feed on. There is no other. So I am urging you, and I'm encouraging you today. Prayer then has its reasons, and they are many. As we go through the next 21 days, seeking the face of God, and I pray that we come out of this situation sanctified, justified, Holy Ghost filled, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen, amen, and amen.